folks. Let's go to Benton County. I'm not even sure where the hell Benton County is, but this is interesting because a man was caught on surveillance stealing something. Now, he also purchased something, which is very weird. He was buying beer. Now, he hasn't been arrested yet, but he's wanted. They got his picture up there from the surveillance. He bought the beer, but during the purchase of the store, he went down one of the aisles and began stuffing feminine products down his pants.
Why?
Then went and grabbed the cold beer, paid for it, and walked out.
That's weird.
Does not surprise me one bit.
What?
Me either.
I worked at CVS in college, and one time there were people that came in and robbed us, like shoplifted.
Mm-hmm.
They would always take condoms. They would always take birth control, feminine products.
Condoms are expensive.
And they would take it back, and they would sell them. They would literally break it apart and sell them to people back in their neighborhoods. I swear that's what they would do.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not mad at this guy. I'm on his side. He was going in to get himself a sixer, and his lady said, hey, I need you to get me some tampons. And he did not want to go get the tampons and have to go to the checkout.
Like Mr. Mom? Oh.
Exactly. He did not want to go to the checkout. So he stuffed the tampons down his pants and tried to make away with them so he didn't have to pay for them. He was embarrassed.
Oh, come on. Be a real man and go buy me some tampons.
I've actually gone to the store just to do that.
Not me.
Yes.
Really?
No, hell no.
What?
No. No, I'm not doing that.
No, because then you get to ask them something that they don't want to do.
Do you get like red in the face? You sweat? What's wrong with you?
No, I'm not going to.
Were you afraid to buy condoms as a kid too?
Oh yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
You'd steal them?
No, I'd make my girlfriend buy them.
Like, I'm
like, listen, honey, you got to buy the rubbers.
Really?
Yes, I was embarrassed. I was very.
How do you think she felt?
She didn't care. She was like, okay, I'll do it.
They shame the girls. You jerk, you know this. They'll shame the poor girls for that. They don't care about us.
I think she had a friend buy them or something.
Well, I didn't
worry about it. Listen, I was a very shy young man, dude.
How hard was it for you to get condoms?
It was very tough.
I don't mind buying condoms. I don't get embarrassed and stuff
really?
Like that. No.
You know, they look at you like, oh, look at this whore right here.
No.
She has a Sam's Club.
More like I'm prepared and I'm responsible, so I'm confident with it when I buy it.
But when you're 16, would you have done it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, say it's a little different.
When did you start feeling comfortable purchasing rubbers?
I would probably say 21.
Last Tuesday?
No, 21.
21?
Yeah.
All right. How did you know what brand, what size, what did you just guess? You asked for customer service?
Well, I think without getting too much into detail, I think females know what works best for them.
Oh.
There's different kinds and different whatevers. So, yeah.
Interesting.
So many jokes right
there. Be careful.
You know.
Will he have to dump that? I think he has to dump that if I say
there's
this.
There's different kinds, TM, depending on who you're with.
Yeah. The sensitivity.
I remember I'm with her on that because I remember going, like, when I was 17, and there just being this huge rack. I'm like, what am I doing?
Very intimidating.
And you have no money either, and some of them are, like, really expensive.
Right.
But then you're like, oh, God, a baby costs so much more than that because they scare you in sex ed back then.
Yes.
And I'm like, I just want one. I don't need one.
No, you got to have two. That's nice rip.
Yeah, you got to have a pack. What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. I never had the problem with the condom ripping. I was never that guy.
Go to Costco, Gio, like Jerrica does.
Sorry.
She'll show you the ropes.
I never ran into the issue where it might rip wide open.
Bulk from Amazon now. Don't worry about it.
Jerrica, would you make your boyfriend go and buy feminine hygiene products for your unclean time?
I bet he has. They've been together forever.
Oh, yeah, he has.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
You do it too, TM?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Get a Publix sub.
Get in the hell no.
Man,
get some Playtex.
No, not doing it. Sorry.
Really?
Not doing it, no.
You've been with her forever.
No, I have, but I'm not going to. Maybe that makes me a scumbag. I don't know.
Well, I'm weird. I won't hold my wife's purse because I always have this image of like that husband at the theme park sitting there all sad holding his wife's purse where I look at my wife. I'm like, listen, I love you, but that ain't me and it never should be.
But what if she was like cramping and pain? She didn't want to go anywhere, and she just got it. And
listen,
she's like,
"My wife,
baby, please go to the store for me.
Get her a Kit Kat."
My wife is 36 years old. She's had her menstrual cycle for many, many years. She should know and plan ahead of time. This didn't sneak up on you.
Yeah,
you knew
things,
this was going to happen.
Things happen, Gio. Okay?
No, no.
Not all the time, because a lot of females are irregular like me, and so you never know. Sometimes it pops up. Sometimes you're stressed out, so it might be delayed or whatever.
Still, you need to prepare. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. There has to be other men like me that are not going to purchase the feminine products for the lady. I don't know if that makes me an insensitive scumbag or a dirtbag. I don't know. I'm not sure.
So did you ever steal them in the liquor store as well?
No, I'm not like this guy who stole them. But I'm not mad at him. This is a good move. He went in there, got himself a six-pack of beer like a man, and then tried to hide the tampons out of his pants.
I would love to see him talking to the cops about explaining well, why he didn't do it.
He hasn't been caught yet. They're putting the surveillance footage out.
So he comes back?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they've got his you know, like his mugshot. They're saying like the police, and they want the Benton County Sheriff's Office. They want any details if you see this guy.
Or when you go in jail and people ask you there what you got arrested for.
I don't want to buy any tampons.
Yeah, right? Like, you wouldn't admit to that. Wouldn't you say something worse?
If I'm law enforcement.
I killed somebody.
I let him go. If they say, why'd you do that? Listen, man, I don't want to purchase tampons for my lady. I would imagine the officer like, you know what, dude? I get it, man. Just go put them back or here, pay for them, and, you know, we'll call it a day. Chris, do you go to the store and purchase feminine products for your lady? There he is. Chris, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Yeah, I feel like the real reason why he bought the beer but stole the tampons, I imagine they might not have too much money. You know, the wife, the missus, tells them to go in and buy some tampons. And he thinks he's slick. So he takes the money, he steals the tampons, but he used the tampons money to buy the six-pack.
Yeah, but how expensive could they be? I don't know, because I don't purchase them.
Oh, I bet you, they're overpriced.
I defer to you, because I don't purchase them, because I'm not a bitch. I defer to you the price of feminine hygiene products.
Well, I tell you, if I'm forced to go to Walgreens, they're more expensive at Walgreens. They're cheaper at Publix. See, Jericho's backing me up over here.
You know, but maybe if you only have enough money to buy tampons or buy the beer,
right?
You know,
I've gotten things at 7-Eleven before, which I'm sure this is somewhat similar to, and they're way more expensive at 7-Eleven.
Right.
Like a 2-liter of Canada Dry cost me like $2.50.
So Chris says it's a monetary divergence, the reason why this guy went into the store and purchased a six-pack of beer and then took tampons and put them down his pants to steal them for his lady friend.
Pocketing the pad money.
When was the last time you had to go to the store and purchase that stuff for your wife?
I don't know, probably like a month or two ago.
Really?
Like, yeah, if she puts it on the list, I'm going to buy it.
Wow.
Listen, she brings me back Swiss Miss Rolls and Ho-Hos and all this other stuff. She sees what I look like.
Even if my wife asked me, I would pretend that I forgot. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry I forgot.
Gio, I had kidney stones twice, and the first time I was rolling around on the ground, pointing towards a certain direction on my body, saying, something's wrong, something's wrong.
Well, see,
and she helped me. I will go buy her tampons.
That's the problem. You have an IOU. You have a lifetime IOU now. You're in debt.
It's called love, Gio.
You're in debt. There's nothing you can do. Whereas me, no, man, hell no. Evan, do you do it or what?
Yeah, she asks me pretty frequently, but I still feel kind of weird doing it, so I usually have to put some manly stuff in the cart, you know, like ammunition or...
ammunition. Yeah, sure. Would you like a receipt? It says here you've got a six-pack of Budweiser, you've got three cases of ammunition, and these tampons.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, if you're getting ammo, that means you going to Costco with Jerrica? Is that what you're doing?
No, it's Walmart or Publix or something, but Publix doesn't sell ammo, so I try to avoid it.
Okay, that's a good thing he brings up, a Walmart, so they have self-checkout. Would you get it through self-checkout?
Wow,
no, man, no.
That's on you.
I still would want. I don't want to go to the aisle.
I hate self-checkout.
Right, of course, and nobody ever knows what the hell's going on at self-checkout.
They wouldn't know about your tampons, Gio.
Right, thanks, Chris. Or Evan, rather. No, dude. I don't want to go to the aisle. I don't want to go to the section where that's going on. It's ladies' unclean time.
It's right next to the paper towels.
Yeah, listen, I can't be doing that. I don't want to go over there.
Oh,
I don't want to go over there.
Does it
make me a dirtbag?
You don't love her.
I do. She's the mother of my children. I've got three beautiful children because of her. But
help
I'm not,
her out.
No, she should have prepared.
You wait one day, you're going to poop your pants.
Listen,
she's not going to help you.
That's fine. Listen,
real.
She's not going to help you.
I'll figure that out when that day comes.
I'll see what I got through the kitty litter box at you.
Listen, I've got a plan. I'll say, hey, activate the plan. That's when I call like one of my buddies or something. Like, hey, listen, remember all those
you're
days?
You get her friend to go buy it for
right.
You. Like you did
remember
before?
All those days that I wouldn't buy the female
Hold
hygiene
on.
Products?
Gio, what are you going to do one day if your daughter were to get her period
no,
when you guys are
don't
hanging
even
out?
Say that.
That happened to my older sister. I'm just saying, my dad was with my sister, and it happened.
Don't even say that.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, you'd have to bite the bullet and do it there. It's your daughter. Mm-hmm. You got to do it there.
Stop. Stop saying that. You have a daughter, too. What are you going to do?
Tie you up like Poltergeist. You're going to go in that white light. You
son of a bitch. Are you going to buy it for your daughter, too?
If I had to, yeah. If she was in trouble, she needed me, of course.
I'm deferring to my wife.
I won't buy it for my son. If he asks, I say no.
I don't.
What if your wife wasn't around, though? What if she was like on vacation or something, or just not there that day?
Or what if you get the call from school?
No, listen. I'm third in the line. When the emergency contact, I'm like third in line. It's like my wife. It's like my wife, my mother-in-law, my mom, then dad.
Oh man.
What do you mean? Oh man.
That's no.
Oh, so now I'm a bad parent. Okay.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying.
Tony, do you go and purchase the feminine hygiene products for your lady?
Look at this one.
Hell yeah.
All right. So I'm a dirtbag is basically what we've established.
I'm not a dirtbag. I just have a wife and two daughters. And, I need to take care of them.
And Tony, it says you buy for your daughters as well?
Well, yeah, if I need to.
Now, how many daughters do you have?
Two.
Now, is there times where everybody's on the same thing?
They say that happens.
Yeah. It seems like every damn 3 weeks.
This poor guy. Oh, no. How old are your daughters?
Well, they're grown now.
Oh, this is like back in the day.
Do you still buy them?
You
for
still
them now
buy them
grown?
Stock up?
No, I don't. I would.
Hey, honey, when you come over for dinner, take a box of those tampons I bought for you. I'll take them home with you.
I'll ask my wife for coupons.
Oh my gosh, dude, you're a bitch. Are you kidding me?
I can save $2 on two packs. I'm gonna do it.
Thanks, Tony. That's I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I don't got no problem doing it.
That's fine. You're a far better man than I am, apparently. I can't. It's too weird. It's too awkward.
It's
like I said, she should have prepared for this. She knew this was going to happen.
So let me ask you a question. Did you, when your children were born, did you watch it happen, or were they C-section? What was it?
I watched one of them happen.
So you'll watch
first,
that happen.
The first one, the second two?
I didn't have to watch either time. Both of my kids went cesarean section.
You were lucky.
Yeah.
Listen, I
didn't want to see it.
All three were.
They're like, you want to cut that thing? I'm like, hell no, I'm not
all
qualified.
Three were all natural. I took a peek at the first one.
Ooh.
Never again.
I saw my sister give birth, and I can't anymore.
No, I'm good. I just took a peek, man. Not, I didn't even look. I just took a peek at my son. Just like, oh.
So you watch that, but then you still won't go to the Publix aisle where the paper towels are and go two steps over and pick them up.
No, it was a split second peek, and I couldn't do it. And I had two more kids after that, Jerick, and I was like, I
want to follow you. You're going to be like a spinoff of my other show where I make Seth Kush just go to restaurants he's not familiar with and eat the food.
I would just stare.
It's going to be Geo buys the pads.
I would just stare at the ceiling. Just stare. Like in The Walking Dead. Just look at the flowers. Look at the flowers. That was me. That was me. And even now, if my wife tells me, I need you to go buy tampons or whatever. I don't even know what the hell. There's like all kinds of different contraptions they use. I don't know, man. I have no idea what's going on over there.
You never ask questions?
No, I don't want to know.
See,
I don't want to know.
I have friends that were girls growing up, too, and they taught me things I'm very appreciative to this day. They taught me some things.
I am damn near 40 years old, and I'll be fine having not known that information until now.
Well, you got a daughter. It's coming.
Dude, do not say that. It's awkward. It's awkward.
School's going to be calling. Third in line. You're up.
These last couple calls. Don, what's up?
Hello?
Hello? Is this Ron?
Yeah, about this whole tampon thing. Me and my buddy one time were at the store. His girl told him to get him some tampons. We played football with those things down the aisle. So.
See, that's what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks, man. Mike, what do you do?
Hey, this is Mike again. When I was younger, my sister's like 4 years older than me. And I was up in Ohio, in Elyria, winter day. We had a snow day. So everybody, all the kids are home from school because the snow was piled up. My dad had to go to work. We only had one car. My sister had her first period, and my mom made me go to freaking the store, walk to the store to get those things.
Gross.
My hands were freezing and everything, man.
You're a better man than me.
So, let me tell you what. So out of the dignity, hey, you know.
No, man. I've made it this far. Why change now? Thanks, dude.
Hey, and then
Jim, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Great show. Hey, I love to go into Walgreens and say real loud to whoever asked me if I need help. I say, hey, what aisle are the tampons in?
Oh,
and are the douches in the same aisle?
Oh, man.
It gets everybody to stop.
I bet it does.
Gio, one time I made the Publix worker go back in the back and check to see if they were there.
Oh, yeah. What if they intercom?
The type were out, and I said, can you go back there and check? Because I did not want to go home to that.
Yeah.
I knew what was waiting for me.
Listen,
I
you got
to make her happy.
We had this guy making douche jokes in the aisles. That's why I can't be a part of any of this. And there's nothing.
After this, we're going to go over to Winn-Dixie. We're going to throw some tampons like a football in the aisles over there. We're going to get you used to it. We're going to walk you up there, Jericho. We'll pat you on the back. We'll have you do it.
I would rather lick a toilet seat.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.